Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 What you gonna do? Until you come back,
Lord, we will continue to go, God, from the north, south, east, and west, the four corners of the earth, God, as pilgrims in this barren land. And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint, hallelujah, these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema of word, God, to those that may or may not know you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. They may not know of you, Heavenly Father, in the parts of their iniquity, God. But I want you to grace me, your servant, with encouraging words of wisdom, God, to those that are hurting right now, deep down in the pit of their souls, God. Lord, we be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. I'll be with you 45 minutes on the clock. And I know right now I've already probably lost some minutes along the way. But anyway, we're going to just come on in here and just deliver the divine word of God as he has instructed me to do so. So I'm just asking those of you that will, that just pull up your good seat, get your Bibles and your iPods and your iPhones and your laptops and your notebooks and your notes and everything that's digital, and just bring it to the table. Get your pens and your pads. Get you some chips. Get you something to sip on, and just get comfortable. Get your slippers on or your little footies or your little socks or just whatever that make you comfortable. And just get comfortable, just like you were going to look at a movie. You know, you get comfortable and get your chips and your dip and everything that goes along with enjoying a movie with your family or your friends. So that's what I want you to do on tonight. Hallelujah, because we intended to just, you know, lay out the future of this world as we know it to be. Hallelujah. And so I want to call out at this time, I want to get out the numbers on the monitor. And those numbers are 646-200-3074. And the next number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers, once again, are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. 8654. Those are the numbers that you can call in to the studio. And if you have any prayer petitions, you're welcome to call in at the conclusion of this program. Hallelujah. And then if you also have any testimony of the goodness of Jesus that you would want to share with us, then you're welcome to call in at this time with your testimony. But if there be not any prayer request, or if there will not be any testimony, well, then we're going to go right now on into our program that's already in progression at this time. And so our sermon on tonight entitled, The Beast from the Earth. I want to say that one more time. The Beast from the Earth. And we will take our scripture reading coming out of the Law of Revelation. Hallelujah. I believe that's Revelation 13 and starting at the third verse. And it reads like this. Give me a minute because I don't have my specs on, so I've got just a minimum amount of light. Hallelujah. But anyway, it says that, and I saw, hallelujah, and I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. Hallelujah. And his deadly wound, now listen to this now, and it says, and his deadly wound was healed. wait a minute, I missed something. Yes, I did. Let me see. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me just read from my monitor. Let me read that since I don't have my specs on. All right, and it says, and I saw one of his heads. Now listen to this. It says, and I saw one of his heads as if. Now that's stipulations in there. If it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about the beast and his deception upon the saints of God. And that's if we're not grounded in the word, because the Bible tells us that he will be able to fool the very leak if God, you know, don't step in. So we are really going to have to know the word of God and get it down inside of our bellies. So when this time comes, hallelujah, we will know deception in its latest form and fashion, because we do not want to be deceived. And God do not want us to be deceived neither. He wants us to know his word. So, because this is the principality, we know that's coming against us. And so we're going to have to be anchored, hallelujah, in the word of God. And so we know that, hallelujah, in that time that we're talking about, that this beast will be able to implement God. In other words, he's an imposter. And he'll be able to work miracles, work signs and wonders, and have fire to come down from heaven. You know, but all this will be, just a deception. And it's just to appear to be. But there are deceitful wonders is what he is implicating and he's performing. And we know that the Antichrist deception, it will be so sweeping, hallelujah, that people everywhere will be unable to believe the truth. And there's also going to be two events that will take place almost simultaneously with the breaking of the Antichrist treaty with Israel. And first of all, the Antichrist will kill the two witnesses who was on the earth, according to Revelation 11 and 7. And when they finish that testamentary, of their testimony, the beast will ascend out, hallelujah, to the bottomless pit. And then he will make war against them. And we're still talking about the two witnesses whom will be killed, overcoming them and killing them, hallelujah. Then the Antichrist, hallelujah, will enact one of his most sensational feats. And it will appear that he has been killed. But we got to go right back to that reading that says, if. And he saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. So all this is just going to be a sham, because it's going to appear that he has been killed. But it's not so. And then, to the astonishment of the whole world, he will be raised back to life. By whom, you would ask? No other than Satan himself. himself. And in a grotesque counterfeited of the resurrection, and that scripture reading can be found in the law of Revelation 13:3, I believe. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded. So we are still going on this if. We're taking real cautious and being careful to get that inside of our thinking and inside our spirit to remember that. And it's as if it had been mortally wounded. And his deadly wounds was healed. And all the world, hallelujah, all the world was marveling. They marveled. And then they followed after the beast. Hallelujah. Now he deceived the world into believing that he had been killed and yet came back to life. We know that Satan is the greatest ultimate deceiver of all time. But we know one thing that he cannot do in all that the power that he holds. And that is, he cannot create life. He cannot reproduce. Hallelujah. Because we know that that's out of his jurisdiction. God is the only one that is the creator of life. But the devil just can be an imposter. And so, we know that Satan, he can't create anything that's new and inventing. So we know that whatever he do is not genuine. But we know that all of this is just false or falsified information. And he will implement a false resurrection. And then those that worship the dragon, and the dragon gave the authority to the beast. And we know that the Antichrist is so profane. And the Bible tells us in the law of Revelation 11:3 that, like I said, it says that who is like the beast? And who is able to make war with him. And we know that when the Antichrist breaks his treaty with Israel, he will surround Jerusalem with his troops. Then he will also seize the newly constructed temple. And then, as one last mockery of God, we're told that Satan will install the Antichrist as a god in the temple of Israel. And at that point, we're told that all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose name is not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations, hallelujah, of the world. And we know that the false prophet, hallelujah, and his associate, they will erect an animated image of the Antichrist in the Jewish temple and enable this animated image to speak. So they will give it power in order to speak. He will command the world to worship the image, ultimately fulfilling Daniel's prophecy. And the Bible says, when you see the abomination desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, said Mark, standing where it ought not, let the reader understand, and let those in Judea flee into the mountains. We're told that the Antichrist, hallelujah, will orchestrate the things of the world until, hallelujah, his ultimate is placed in in the throne room, hallelujah, of the Jewish temple. And the whole world is required to bow down and worship him as if he was the true God of the universe. And those who refuse, hallelujah, those individuals that refuse, like in Iraq, like those in today's world, those who will not say that they have an allegiance to the Islamic faith, they will be executed. And also, what would your take, I'll say like that, be on an individual that has the capability to deceive the whole world, such as the devil? What would you think his would you think his ending should be as far as his chastisement? I'll say it like that. His chastisement. And his chastisement is going to be total defeat. Absolutely, totally defeat and punishment is going to come of him. And we know that the end of this tribulation, with all of his army gathered, we are told that the army of Christ, hallelujah, is in heaven. And he is on his way to earth. And he'll assemble all of his army to fight with Christ, which is the Antichrist. As the second coming, we are told that Jesus is riding on a white horse. And all of us who are followers of Christ, with the angels, we will be observing, meaning that we will be seeing this event unfold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you might ask, what is Jesus going to do? What is Jesus going to do to defeat this evil man? Well, Daniel said that he shall rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without any human being. So that means that it will not be any earthly human being that will have a hand in destroying him. And the Bible says that he shall rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without any human, hallelujah. So that clearly states that no humanity, hallelujah, will be involved in his destruction. We will not be involved in the destruction of this Antichrist. And we know that Jesus, again, he will be coming with his army. And Jesus would be riding on his white horse. And John said that I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their army gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse. And that's Jesus, whom will be sitting on the horse and against his armies. And when the beast came face to face with Christ, he will meet a swift end. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said that the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. Now, you know, how hard would you think that would be for Christ to get rid of this imposter, this beast that has fooled the world into believing that he was Christ? And we're told that, I mean, it would just be like a puff. That would be how speedy and rapidly that God will consume him. Hallelujah. God said that out of the breath of his mouth and with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will be destroyed and he will be defeated. But the Bible says yet again that he is not dead. And we're told that the beast was captured with him and the false prophets who worked the signs in the presence by which he deceived those which received the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. And those who worship his image. And we were told that the two were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, the beast and the false prophet. Then will come along the Antichrist into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's where they will be. They will be burning in the lake of fire for 1,000 years. And we're told also that this is just the beginning, hallelujah, just the beginning of us as pilgrims in this walk with Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know that he's going to be defeated and we're going to have to stand tall. And we're just going to have to stand for what we know is right. We're going to have to stand for righteousness. We're going to have to know the imposters when we see them. Because we read in his word. We know that God will not be down here on earth blowing out no fire through his mouth or out of his mouth. Because we know that God is a consuming fire all by himself. He is the consuming fire. And we will not have to be worshiping any image because we will be worshiping the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Savior of this world. Hallelujah. But like I said, we are to stand for Christ. If it means losing our lives, then so be it, because one thing about it, those who lose their lives for the sake of Christ will gain their life. But those of us that say, well, hey, you know, I think I'm just going to wait around. I'm not going to choose God, but I'm going to wait around and see what the end going to be. I mean, you will not be able to buy anything through commerce without the mark of the beast. And if you refuse to bow down to this image, because this image is going to be the Christ in their eyes. It's not going to be the Christ in our eyes, but it's going to be the Christ in the demonic eyes. And so those of us that do not cooperate, do not participate in this image worshiping, will be put to death. But either we only have two options. We have an option to take the mark of the beast and still die and have a everlasting separation from God. You'll never get to see God again, have any kind of communication with God. Because you will lose it. So you are already doomed for hell if you go out that way. But if you just stay on ship, don't jump ship, but stay on ship, and if it means losing your life, then you're going to gain your life back again. You know, just like our parents, you know, they're not going to be dead forever. We're going to see them again. Well, that's the way we're going to be. If we die for the sake of the gospel of Christ, we're going to live again. You know, we don't worry about what a person can do to the body. Man can hurt this body, but man cannot hurt our souls. And God's going to call this body back to life, just like he did Lazarus. He's going to call our bodies to stand. He said that all of those that are dead in Christ first shall rise. So just know that this is the hope that you have, that you will see God's face. Even if we have to lose our life for the sake of God, we are going to see God. That's imminent. That is a guarantee. That's God's promise. But if you take the mark, then that means that you will never get to go to heaven. You're going to be doomed for hell. Fire and brimstone, right along down there with the beast and the Antichrist. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, we got to stand. We got to stand as true soldiers of Jesus Christ that we say that we are. We got to stand like soldiers and not fall down like a witch. But we got to stand in this thing. Because we know that principalities is already here. And this is just an iceberg, tipping of the iceberg right here of what we're going through right now. But there's more to come as we move along in this era. But this is just a word to the wise. Don't take that mark thinking that you're going to be able to do any more, because the people already know. If you are saying that you love God, you hinder God, the people are already going to know that. And if you try to switch over, just like from Democratic to Republican, if you try to switch over and you know you've been a Democratic all your life, and then you try to switch over to a Republican, then they're going to already know that you was passed a Democratic. Well, see, when you try to deny God and say, well, I don't know God, you know, I'm not a participant of God, I don't love God, I don't know him, then you're going to lose your life for lying, because they're going to kill you anyway. But if you stand up for God, and if you have to lose your life, then you're going to gain your life back again. You hear what I'm saying? Because God said those that died in Christ shall rise first. See, that's the good thing about it. And then you have an everlasting life. Eternal life with God up in heaven. You'll be down there with Satan and all of his angels and all of them, you know, that causes this deceit to deceive the world. But we have to know God's word enough to know when deceit, when we see it, we'll know it on the spirit realm. And I believe that all that we don't know, then God, from what the word of God says, God is going to step in. God already said he's not going to give us no more than we're able to bear. So all we need to do is just bear arms, stay in the room of God, stay on God's side, and you will be glad that you did. And our night sermon was the beast from the earth. And I will try to continue this in another program. But I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your mind and impact your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in front of your gas, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Block Talk Radio. Your program on tonight has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dynamic of this program. We will now bring hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. So I just hope and pray that you be inspired and be encouraged. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.